Okay, here we go. Oh, what are we doing? Oh yeah. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin yet another thrilling episode of the DBS Ghost Cup. Yeah, what do you think of that, Dingins? Okay, yeah, it was kind of crappy. But yeah, it's happening anyway. Hello. I'm not talking to you. Hello, Dingins. yes, hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm looking out my window at one of my thermometer. Yeah. Again, I have no explanation for this. It is 0 degrees. It is quite literally freezing outside after yesterday's beautiful weather and 10 degree temperatures. So yeah, the good news is it good news? It's really cold. No, the good news is all the snow melted and it's dry, but it's cold and it's also windy. Yeah. So, unfortunately, we are not going outdoors today, which is kind of too bad because I've got nothing. I've got nothing for you today. Yeah, I don't know what the hell was going on last night. I didn't sleep super great. It was one of those nights where, I don't know, I tried to go to bed at 2 a.m. and I just laid on the floor until 3:44. So I started up a movie and I watched the movie for a while, tried to go back to sleep, and that kind of worked. And then I woke up again and I fell back asleep. Then I woke up again and fell back. And then I got up kind of late, so... I don't know what the problem was. Was it too hot last night? It doesn't make any sense. It's freezing. Maybe it was. Maybe it was still warm overnight. That would make some kind of sense. I don't know. So I'm really tired. And I don't have anything to tell you. Other than this Dahong Pao is pretty good. Yeah, so anyway. And then when I woke up, and I did have a couple little crampy issues, but they went away fast, not really a problem, but still, that's kind of when I thought, is it cold? And when I did get up, then I wasn't cold. Somehow, you know, I shoved the blanket off of me, and I'm thinking, okay, I gotta grab my sweatshirt and put it on. I couldn't find my sweatshirt. Then I realized I wasn't cold anyway. So then I was moving around and doing stuff and eating breakfast, doing all that stuff. And then after I ate, I started to feel a little bit cold, which is strange because after I eat, usually that's when I warm up. And oh, here's a reply from Dylan. Now, I'm sure you're absolutely thrilled or just fascinated by whether or not I am cold. So let's skip to this topic. Oh, here comes the cat. Hello, Pippa. When I woke up, I had an email from Dylan, and he was... this is kind of funny in a way. Just because it's... Anyway, what do I even tell you? All right, so you may remember that... Dylan's little pingable quad filter synthesizer thingy, known as the Quad Creek, has officially been released. It was released either on Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving. And I woke up to an email from Dylan saying, "Perfect Circuit wants 8. Yeah, this thing has kind of taken off. There's been a couple of other little dinglies. But yeah, Perfect Circuit, the retail store, the synthesizer retail store that everybody knows and just about everybody uses. I like Perfect Circuit. They're not messing around. I appreciate that. So Dylan was like, "Yay, Perfect Circuit wants 8. And then, "Oh no, I don't think I'm going to get that grant." Because a couple of months ago, he applied for a grant, and I was sort of helping him out with that. It's kind of a big grant, and they said that, what did they say? They would be contacting possible grantees at the beginning of December, and they would announce who gets the grants. I think there's 3 grants. I think on the 17th. Is that today? Is today the 17th? Maybe. So he's mad about that, and he said, "Oh, I'm gonna pick apart whoever got this. I'm gonna watch these projects very carefully." I said, "Yeah, I got to tell him to." Or did I do that? I responded to that email and I said, "Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Maybe it's time to call the Bemis." And he sent a new email that said, "Yeah, it's a bit disappointing. But luckily, I have a lot of other opportunities to pursue right now." That's damn true. All right, so he goes on to say, "Na na 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 na," and I put in a huge order for Quad Creek parts. And promotional stuff and blah blah blah. Okay, I'll get back to that a little bit later. I hope today's Wednesday. Is today Wednesday or today's Thursday? I actually have to look. And the way I look is I switch my TV over to this other mode, and I click on the thing, and then I click on this, and it says, "Today is Wednesday." Okay. Good to know. Because tomorrow, the Silk Knights are playing. Silk Knights are playing at Shakedown, so I haven't seen those guys in quite a while. The last time they played, I missed them. I totally forgot it was open mic night. And they only play about once every 2 weeks. And so, you know, if you miss them once, you have to... you're going to go a month without seeing them. You know what I mean? All right. I'm not really awake. I'm not really super functional. A few minutes ago, I kind of felt like I was going to get sick, but that all went away too, so everything is groovable. Oh, and what else is going on? Jesus, still haven't heard back from... I got to hear back from the castle. Just always waiting. Everybody's so important that they have to have emails and they have to have their iPads to get their emails, but then they never check this stuff and never do anything with it, but they sure look cool carrying their iPads around. Look, I'm high tech. Look how high tech I am. I have an iPad. Yeah, and it goes really well with your iPod and your iPhone and your iWatch. Wow. Pretty proud to be branded, aren't you? Yeah. Utterly pwned. So, then, last night, right, midnight? When was that? It was late last night. What was I even doing? I don't remember. And I for somehow and or reason, I got into a weird Goa trance. Well, I guess we don't call it Goa anymore. Psy trance. It's Psy trance. So stupid. Who comes up with these names? Anyway, I sort of got into a Goa mood, and so I was listening to some of that kind of stuff. And I thought, yeah, you know, this is kind of fun. Why aren't we going back to that? Why? I don't know. That's the weird thing, is, you know, all day I sit around here. What's the cat doing? Hold on. You're sus. You are sus cat. Anyway, I sit around here all day. Drinking tea. Drinking tea and thinking about what it is I want to do next. And I realize that probably doesn't make a lot of sense. But I'm going to get up and walk around while we're talking about this, so I don't cramp up here. For the last, I don't know how long, you know, I've been exploring musical genres that I don't normally get into. Hypnotic, techno, and, you know, this kind of stuff and that kind of stuff. And I've been thinking, I don't want to do this. I want to get back to doing my dumb tobe music. You know, the bonk-a-donk. That weird genreless music that doesn't make any sense, but I don't know what it is. Other people seem to like it, too. The whole reason I started making music is just to make the music that I wanted to hear. I always was thinking, geez, why is there no music that's like this or like that, or why can't I hear anything that's like this? And that's why I started recording some weird ass stuff, and everybody hated it, of course. But I don't know. I didn't really care. You know, oh, you hate my music? Clearly, you're a Philistine. Clearly, you have no taste. Clearly, your opinion is wrong. But, you know, years later, when I started doing all this dorky stuff that I do, you know, then I play this stuff and people just go, what the hell was that? And while they, you know, exhibit this surprise, they still claim to like it. You've heard me do this stuff. It's the stuff that is slow, is heavily swung, and is kind of beep-a-loop-a bonk-a-donkey. You know, you've heard it. A bonk a donk a tink bonk a donk a tink a bonk a tink. I wanted to get into more of that. I keep telling myself, okay, after this show, in a couple days, gotta stop screwing around, gotta get down to business and, you know, do some dumb tobe music. Do the bonk-a-donk. People like the bonk-a-donk. I like the bonk-a-donk. I like making the bonk-a-donk. So that's what I've been thinking, and that's what I should be doing. Instead of going, gosh, I feel like listening to some Goa. I feel like listening to Goa trance, Psy trance. And it even got so bad that last night I started walking up the stairs just like I am now. And I stepped into Synth Zone 4 just like I am now, because I was gonna sit down with my 303 and start developing some Goa trance. And I had some ideas and I was thinking, and then I got up and I realized, oh yeah, I took the 303 back downstairs. It's not up here anymore. It's on a shelf in the other room, and na na na. He says. Oh, and this is a little disappointing, but I saw it coming a mile away. Since I'm just standing around here doing nothing, I decided to turn on some of this stuff. and nothing seems to be working. That's not the disappointing part. The disappointing part is that the Emu screen is back to being crapped out. I knew I shouldn't have turned it off. Alright, and why am I not hearing anything? I should be hearing nah. Let's turn this off, turn it back on again. There it is. Yeah. I got synth. And that's the pan flute setting that I like to use with my wind controller, which is sitting right here, but I'm actually playing a keyboard. Fuddly, 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 fuddly. Shakuhachi. It's called the calliope. It's like an ocarina and a calliope put together. Fun. Clippity, clippity, clip, clip, clip. Yeah, so I'm standing around doing nothing. That's an interesting sound. Why are we messing with this? Well, because I don't have anything better to do. I don't have anything better to do. That's supposed to be a balalaika, kinda. Oh God, I'm bored already. I kind of don't feel good and everything is weird. So let's go back downstairs. And I can tell that we are real close to having some technical problems because, we are bingo battery. I'm starting to get hot. I don't like it. I kind of don't feel very good. So let's, I'm just trying to think of anything to say or do. So, I think I'm just going to go ahead and, give up.
I think I'll ring Kendra.
Hello, it's Olga. Can I speak to Kendra, please?
Just hold on a minute, pet. Kendra? Olga's on the phone. Do you want to speak to him?
I can't.
I first saw Kendra at a pub called the Ramside Hall in Durham. So sweet and tender, but she didn't even see me at all. No. She looked so nice, she smelled so fine. Oh, how I wished that Kendra was mine. 5'1", and eyes that were blue. A smile that made me melt, oh, what could I do? I had to get Kendra's telephone number really quick. Yes, if I came straight to the point, it will do the trick. Yes, I asked her if she'd like to go out with me. She said that she was flattered, but I just couldn't see why. She said,
"Ah, Olga, I can't. Ah, Olga, I can't."
My boyfriend's sitting on the settee. He does not want you to see me. So, Olga, I can't.
Take it up. Nah, whoa, 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 whoa. That's it.
I was really depressed. What could I do? I was blue. I'll ring her up again in a day or two. On Monday, her boyfriend wasn't there, so I felt lucky. How's about now, baby, come out with me? And she said, she said,
"Ah, oh, Olga, I can't. Ah, oh, Olga, I can't.
I would if I could, but I don't think I should. I can't, well I can, but I shan't. It's no good, man. Olga, I can't. Sorry that I ever ran." She said, "Don't be daft and, ah, oh, Olga, man. I want to see you, don't get me wrong. I'll contact you soon, it won't be long. For at the moment, I can't."
Gun up. Oop. Oop.
I called Kendra another 50 times on the phone. Yes, she agreed to meet me, but I should have known. Yes, I wound the window down in the Rolls Royce. I said, "Jump in the back," and then I heard a voice start to say, start to say, start to see.
Ah, Olga, I can't. Ah, Olga, I can't.
I'm going to Lorette for my holiday in Spain, and when I get back, I still can't again. So, Olga, sister and the dogs think you're mad. So Olga, yes Olga, ah Olga, I can't.
I love that song. That was the Toy Dolls with their love ballad, Olga, I Cannot. Utterly and completely classic. And so now I'm wondering, what time is it? Has it begun?
It has begun. Let no one interfere.
Sauerbraten, beef roast, meal, cavalry, beef ragu, beef brisket, chateaubriand, fried sourdough, steak diet, beef grilled, Catalonian beef ragu, hamburger, sizzling, chicken fried, spicy braised, steak diet, barbecue, beef ribs, balsamic, beef welling, hamburger, pepper, sizzling, beef jerky, spicy braised, broccoli, barbecue, beef ribs, beef wellington. Pepper beef, beef jerky, beef stroganoff, beef broccoli, beef ball, beef burritos, Irish beef fajitas, beef brisket, taco, chateaubriand, beef sauerbraten, beef bolognese, Catalan, Irish beef ragu, beef brisket, chateaubriand, steak, sauerbraten, Diane, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, hamburgers, Mongolian sizzling beef, chicken fried steak, braised steak, Diane, barbecue grilled ribs, balsamic, beef Wellington, hamburger. Peppers beef, sizzling beef, beef jerky, spicy braised rock beef, barbecue beef ribs, beef Wellington, beef pepper beef, beef jerky, beef stroke with broccoli, beef bolognese, burritos, Irish beef fajitas.
There can be only one.
A little beef battle royale there. Always classic. And speaking of always classic, I'm going to throw some lad up here in the background. This is Hyperbolic Motion. It's nice and arpeggio-y. Classic. Utterly and completely. That's what we're doing today. Utter and complete classicism.
Oh.
I just remembered something else I gotta do. I gotta look online for a thing to back up some stuff that's going on in it. Oh, that's the other good news is I got some of my people helping me out trying to get us into another venue. We talked about it before, Page Turners. Used to be a bookstore back in the day. It used to be, actually, when I was a little kid, I don't remember what that building was. It might have been a shoe store. No, it was next to the shoe store. And that shoe store eventually moved out, well, actually into my neighborhood right now. And what? Anyway, there used to be a used bookstore, and it was like the best used bookstore in town. And it was called Page Turners, obviously. I don't know. And I eventually met that guy. There's a story behind this. I don't even remember it, though. So luckily, you don't have to hear it. But yeah, it was a bookstore, and it was cool and great. And then, I don't know, a few years ago, it got turned into a bar. I don't know when the bookstore closed, and I don't know why they didn't change the name. The name of the bookstore, Page Turners, pretty obvious, and now the bar is called that, and they remodeled the bar, but the irony is that they remodeled the space and they sort of re-retroed it, because it is now looking like that's what the building looked like back in the 1900s when it was originally built. But of course it wasn't like that, so it got retroed, and so now it's kind of a cool space. It's actually a very kind of cool, very chill bar. And well, what my people do would be really great in there. It's just a perfect sort of ambient place. So I got some of my people looking into booking shows there in February. See how that turns out. Guys, we're still looking for all the sweet, sweet venues. And, well, to be perfectly honest, I haven't found anything super ideal, but, you know. What are you gonna do? Well, what you're gonna do is you're gonna find a bunch of stuff that'll work in a pinch. Because that's what I do. I work in pinches. And you know this because you are a regular listener of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I got to eat some lunch.